Welcome back to Level Recap, where we boost your gaming knowledge to the next level with the past month's biggest gaming news. With our adventurers, Lisa,
Bernice,
Cindy,
and Sasha. And don't forget to leave us feedback and get gaming news on the fly over at our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/levelrecap. Now into the biggest news in the last month.
Yeah, so we kind of love Borderlands, right? Borderlands.
I think that's an understatement, but yeah, let's stick with it.
Yeah, so, and because we just only kind of love it, we'll talk about it every now and then, not every single episode, every level that we have, but
every
you know.
Episode until 3 comes out.
And then even afterwards, because we'll be like, we're playing it, and then, you know, this happened, and this is what we think.
But we don't love it.
But we don't love it. We're acquaintances.
We're all right with it.
Friends with benefits. And I don't know. Anyway, so it's not like a new story, but it's like a branch off a story that we talked about. Gearbox, and I'm just gonna go like Gearbox v voice actors. Is that kind of how we're going with this?
Yeah.
So, we've already discussed Reese from Tales from the Borderlands. Troy Baker. He's not returning. Mm-hmm. It apparently doesn't affect the story. This time, we are talking about David Eddings. And while not as big as a not as big as name as Troy Baker, David Eddings, he plays a very important role in the Borderlands universe. He is Claptrap.
Yep.
Love that little boy.
He's the best.
He's so awesome.
So there's been developments, but the original story was that Randy Pitchford, the Gearbox boss, he called out David Eddings as being bitter and disgruntled, his words, about not returning to Borderlands 3.
I mean, it started his career, and he is one of, like, the voices.
Yeah. I mean, because
he's like the mascot of Borderlands 3. Well, yeah, Borderlands.
He's essentially the mascot of Borderlands.
He's been in every single one.
He's the only creature thing that's been in all of them?
Mm-hmm. Except for Tales from Borderlands, but that's what Gordis was kind of based off of, was kind of Claptrap's idea. So,
David Eddings, he was an employee of Gearbox. Mm-hmm. He was not necessarily employed as a voice actor. He had an actual job. Not that I'm saying voice acting isn't a job. It is a job. But I'm just saying he had a job within Gearbox that wasn't primarily voice acting.
Yeah. It wasn't what he was hired for.
Yeah.
No, it was not. And so where the bitter, disgruntled part at per Randy Fitchard, where that comes in is that David Eddings, this time he's just like, you know, I mean, I do all this work for Gearbox, and I also voice act Claptrap, who I think we can all agree is pretty darn important to Borderlands. Mm-hmm. Like, can I get paid for the work I do as Claptrap?
Wait, he wasn't before?
No. He was getting paid for his normal Gearbox job, whatever that was, okay. I don't remember. Okay.
So how Gearbox is set up is like...
You're still per hour
kind
of thing.
You're their employee and you're doing your job. But if you want to, you can do voices for us.
Well, yeah.
And you don't get paid as a voice artist.
Yeah.
You know, but I think this is one of those weird situations where it's morphed into something bigger than it was. Mm. And he's now since left Gearbox, so he's no longer one of their employees.
He works... he left in 2017. So obviously after Borderlands 2 came out. And now he works at Rooster Teeth. But he'd worked at Gearbox for over a decade. And it's only, even after like the smash success of Borderlands 2, the pre-sequel, Tales from the Borderlands, like, at no point did he ever insist on getting paid for his work as Claptrap. And so this time, he's just like, you know what? I'm going to do it. He's going to put his foot down, and then he's like, I won't get paid for my performance. And all of a sudden, Gearbox is like, yeah, we can't afford you.
Well, that was after the fact, too. That's something you have to sign up and do before you do your job, or, like, shortly after. But, like, he could have maybe done royalties, but if he was actively working at the company while he did the voice acting, that's just considered part of the job.
Yeah, and he understands that, but it's the...
He's saying...
The whole thing has come up with him being in Borderlands 3,
mm-hmm.
was he... I've heard it two ways. One, he was at looking for residuals on the previous games, and that would be his payment.
Okay.
Or that he put in his standard fee to do this now.
Okay.
And they were like, we can't afford that.
And so from what I understand, he's trying to put up a pretty hefty tag, or is it normal?
It's not that it's a hefty tag, but it's just the...
tag for what that character
is.
Okay.
But
they
replace
him based on the voice.
Normal acting. Gearbox employees, it's not like they don't have, like, you don't do voice acting clause in their contract or whatever. And so, obviously, because, you know, Eddings did voice. But now that since he left in 2017, and... as a Gearbox employee, and now he would be only coming back as strictly a voice actor.
Mm.
Like, the negotiations there were different from before, where he was already a Gearbox employee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but according to Pitchford and his side of the camp, it's just, they were like, we offer twice the normal, like, rate we give to voice actors in the union, and it was turned down. So, I mean, I don't know if he was expecting it to be like the salary he received as a Gearbox employee versus someone who just is contracted out for the voice acting of characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a little bit of confusion, I think, among that. So Claptrap in Borderlands 3 is not voiced by Eddings. He is voiced by Jim Ferranda.
And it doesn't sound dramatically different because they're obviously trying to mimic the Claptrap that we know and well.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also another thing that he threw out too, because during this whole debacle, I believe he was also saying that Randy Pitchford was hitting, like, abused him.
Oh, like he assaulted him.
Some sort of kerfuffle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use in 2017, I think, at GDC.
Hmm.
Yes.
And
physically assaulted him.
Yeah. And so, well, it's, man, Randy Pitchford, he just needs to, I think, stop. Like, he's got that whole thing, like, coming against him with the child pornography.
Which, from what I understand, based on the next topic, is still kind of lingering, because they haven't solidified it yet. Because
he had the child pornography charges. He has all these people saying that, like, wow, you're kind of a dick. And then he also... One thing he sort of had kind of going for him is, like, oh yeah, my assistant stole, like, $2 million, or, like, just kept charging the company credit card for, like, his... There was that. But that's kind of getting way overshadowed by stuff you actually did, Randy Pitchford.
Yeah, well, and I think some of that was being backtracked, too, where it kind of jumps into the next story. But they were kind of saying, like, oh, you know, this guy's just doing this to get money, and, you know, he spent this $2 million in a way that he wasn't supposed to, and now they've sort of lessened that charge to be like, well, I guess he was using it how he was supposed to, so let's just throw that aside and go after him on something else.
If you want to lead us into the next topic, I guess, since we're going to basically go into it.
I mean, they're all kind of tied together.
Yeah, yeah.
Good old Randy Pitchford.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, he's...
Yeah, so we always usually try to bring up some of the legal battles that happen in the gaming industry, because they're always super interesting, and a lot of times they go into, like, some of the ethics of, like, is this, like, fair, or is, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gearbox, since we're on that page. Hey, puppy. So it's they have been in an ongoing legal battle with a former employee, specifically, I believe it's Wade, and I hope I'm saying this right, Calendar?
Okay.
Sure. Looks like it.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to go with it. They had originally accused Mr. Calendar of breaching his fiduciary duty by revealing confidential information. Bye, puppy. And this is in Texas, obviously, because that's where Gearbox is located. But they've just been kind of throwing, like, accusations and suits and countersuits at each other. And it's kind of hard to keep straight. So the first one, I believe, was Gearbox was suing Calendar for like, hey, you did not repay a loan and I was the company credit cards. And then Calendar was like, yo, you took $12 million and just like of the company money, not your personal money, but like of the company money and, you know, did your own thing with it. So like my $2 million doesn't look as bad as your $12 million here. And then like a little bit later, Calendar was like, okay, not only did you use like $12 million, like you also left a USB drive with the pornography and the trade secrets at an event where it could was obviously found and exposed. And I'm like, how are you gonna? First off, how are you gonna sue someone for leaving a USB drive?
The only thing that's really negative about that is the pornography. That's what's coming from that. That's bad.
Well, I mean, this. I mean, if you took $12 million from your company, that's not good either.
No, yeah,
but it's.
But the
we're willing to overlook that, I guess. Well, it's not as bad. It's just your company you're destroying.
I guess it's also a breach of. It's harder because he's CEO, but like leaving confidential information out like that would get a normal employee fired.
Absolutely, it should.
So it's like a security breach. And
well, yeah, there's a confidential and stuff, and then there's also the porn. I mean, you want to separate your files, dude, or nah?
Why is that on the
just not?
Let's not. It's a big USB drive. Let's just throw everything that I want on this
and take it to a freaking trade event. But okay, I don't know. Maybe there's a dark meaning where there's like a group of people that do this and they trade, and that's just my mind's going into dark places and I really don't want that to exist.
I hate to join you on that, but
so
I'm sure that
Gearbox updated its original suit, and then they have dropped the accusation of Calendar breaching his fiduciary duty by releasing, you know, it's complicated, but legal battles mainly against Pitchford himself and not Gearbox as a whole.
Which is harming Gearbox as a whole.
It is,
because
he's acting as the face of the company. Mm-hmm. And
he wants to be in the forefront of everything. He really does keep all the compliments to himself.
Yeah.
But, like, he just doesn't seem like a person who's going to step down through his own merit. He's probably going to have to be kicked off from just, I don't know how Gearbox works. I don't know if there's like a board that they can kick him out. I think they're still pretty small where it's literally just CEO run.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're going to have to
find a way to get, because
remove him, because he's
hurting the properties.
Yes.
And he's hurting hard.
I mean,
negatively. So
Randy Pitchford's kind of going down a weird path with the alleged assault and all these suits, and then like firing and just the outbursts on Twitter.
Yeah, his way too much talking on Twitter for someone who's not like that whole thing with Troy Baker. This with the
and then it's
guy.
Every time it's like he's like, oh, this is what I've heard or been told or whatever, and it's like,
so like, do you not interact?
You've been told incorrectly, sir. Like that's not how this goes.
You should first find that out internally before you go, you know,
before you
blurry.
Yeah, so Wade Calendar is the former general counsel and vice president of legal affairs at Gearbox. Hmm. So it's not, he's not just any random employee. He knows, he should know the legal ups and downs.
While, right? He was an employee for a long time.
I think so.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, that means he knows a lot of stuff, too. So he could be... I mean, this just seems like it's going to keep boiling over until most likely Borderlands 3 is released. But I'm sure we're going to hear something next month. Even though it's going to be... Next month is who's going to be heavy on E3.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're going to hear a lot more of this. Probably boiling over.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We'll try and make sense of it, and we'll get back to you next month. But speaking of E3 and Borderlands, you thought I was done? You thought I was done?
Yes, you did. What you got?
It's not really a surprise if you confirm it, Gearbox, but Gearbox confirmed that they have a special Borderlands surprise for E3. For those looking forward to the third game,
All of us?
Yeah. All of us. None of us. You know, some of us. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, though. There's going to be new DLC for Borderlands 2. And it's going to sort of kind to bridge the gap between 2 and 3. Should be interesting because pre-sequel, the events of pre-sequel happened between 1 and 2, but it's told
after 3.
The narrator is, she's telling the events after 2.
I'm sorry, yes, after 2, not 3.
And then Tales from the Borderlands occurs right before she is captured to tell the events of the pre-sequel after 2. So in terms of so it's Borderlands 1, pre-sequel, 2, Tales from the Borderlands, and then her narration of the pre-sequel events is after that. So the DLC will be called Commander Lilith and the Fight for Sanctuary.
I've already lost interest because of Lilith, but I mean, I would play it either way, because I'm guessing they're going to bridge whatever, obviously it looks like it's going to hit the fan pretty hard in the beginning of Borderlands 3 with Sanctuary, because there's a new Sanctuary for that matter.
Yeah, but it's like Sanctuary 2. I'm pretty sure we're going to learn why it's Sanctuary 2 and what happened to the original Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I think they even said something like, oh man, we don't talk about story. Sanctuary yeah. 1, yeah.
And then we don't see Lilith on that. Wait, we do? No, we don't see her, right? In that entire thing? Remember. We only see her, like, crawling on the floor for one of the shots, right? Without her symbols anymore.
Like, the twins took we'd have to rewatch it, like...
Yeah, there's a... It's... I mean, because it looks like they're going to try and play it off, like, how the previous Borderlands all start, where we're literally thrown right into it. Where the second game, remember, we were on the train, and the first game was the bus being, like, right off the bus.
So what are we on a rocket ship now? But this DLC will launch, I think, E3.
Yeah, it says.
So you have plenty of time to play it before Borderlands 3 comes out in September. Yep. No word as to if it's free or if it's not. That's free.
What I'm kind of looking into.
I hope it's free, but I can see them charging you for it. Cause
yeah, I believe they would. But it should be free.
Well, because it sounds like it should be free. I think all the others, but because it's bridging between 2 and 3, and they just remastered 2
how much is it too?
For everything, feel like it's... I want it to be free. I feel like it should be free, being everywhere it's going.
Like, it should be a marketing thing than it is, like...
Yeah, basically.
I wonder if they, like, will add it, like, if you've pre-ordered the game, you get this now, sort of thing.
Okay. Or if you use that weird share code thing, ship code things they're starting off.
Or, yeah. Something.
What is it? The. Not the shift codes, but it's related to the shift codes. They started a new
program.
It's
like the VIP program that they started? Yeah.
If they start doing it there, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know, because I still want to go back to 2 and pre-sequel, and I never have. So yeah. This might force me finally.
Borderlands 1 to replay it. For the first time, we're brave.
We're suckers. Another.
Because we've never together.
We never.
Outside of one DLC, I think, at the end.
And I wasn't even paying attention. I was just in the vehicle. I remember
just
that.
Don't.
I had no idea what was happening. Sasha power leveled me. She took me to the last level of the game. Or the last map of the game.
Yeah, with the
Iridian something, whatever it was called.
I hated that. I hated the way that game ended so hard. I almost did it by 2, and they're like, no, we fixed it, And I'm like... And Kurgor's like, I'm begrudgingly buying this. I'm going to believe you. And they did. They fixed it. They made it so much better.
Yeah. And I think we're mostly doing it for the build up our fan base again before Borderlands 3.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm kind of mostly doing it because I want to see the different skins they have. It's not just palette swaps anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot. They've added a lot of little things that are interesting, but it wasn't originally enough to buy it. But then I was like, you know, for the stream, this would be an interesting ramp up before.
Yeah.
Especially with this DLC coming out, too, now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of little things in here that can keep going for it. I really hope this whole Pitchford stuff doesn't ruin.
I hope it doesn't ruin the game, but I feel like it will.
I'm just scared that if he's ousted as a CEO of Gearbox, like how will that affect Gearbox as a company?
I mean, it will affect
them. They have
a
great team. So all they need is like a new figurehead in a way.
But what they need to do is push the game out, get it out, get the good reviews, and kind of go dark.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of Randy, and then
sort of rebuild from there. Because I don't think, I think it's too late now with him in there. I don't know how much worse he can make it. Obviously, that is a thing.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, you hit child pornography. That's pretty damn low, buddy.
It can get worse.
And you were carrying that around, child pornography. Like, yeah, you couldn't just leave it alone. You had to bring it with you.
Killing someone. I don't know how.
I mean, unless you're like, authorities, I found this child pornography. Please take care of it. But that wasn't what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's, I think if they do that, they can get past it, but... That's just my scuttlebutt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, other companies.
What?
We got other companies out there?
Yeah.
There are other games.
They're doing weird shit.
They wanted on this.
What's your weird shit?
So we talked about a riot before, a couple of times, actually. And last time we left off, it was before the actual walkout happened with the forced arbitration laws, or the contracts. And yeah, I think the next day, the after we'd done recording it, like, they had started the walkout.
Yeah.
So what happened? The walkout happened, and it's kind of good because, like, they let the people do the walkout. They didn't, like...
There wasn't any
they said force. That they weren't going to, like, have any, like, consequences because of it. Like, they basically were okay with people doing this walkout. And and apparently Google had something similar in 2008 when they had, 18, sorry. They had more than 20,000 employees doing a walkout for the same reasons because of the forced arbitration that they had to... sign when they first started. So, after this walkout happened, Riot responded with basically saying that new employees can opt out of this contract, so they don't have to have forced arbitration, but they didn't say anything
about the previous.
So far about the current employees or past employees.
Yeah.
So that's the shitty part. So people aren't exactly happy with that because obviously there's at least two people currently in litigations right now. And they said maybe after litigations are done that they can opt out of this, you know, if they want to. But, I mean, you know, it's they have problems now. So it's like, well, what about now? You can't just, like, sweep that under the fucking rug, you know?
There's over 100 people walked out, right?
Yeah, so with the walkout, they did get, like Cindy said, some of what they wanted, which was to end the forced arbitration.
Yeah.
But it was just for new employees, they can opt out of it.
Right.
And it's only once they're done with these two that are in arbitration as well.
Right.
It was like a little caveat. It was like... you can opt out of it, but only once we are done with these two.
But that can take forever. Legal battles can go on for years.
Grandfathered in? Like,
yeah. it's
are we arbitrating or not? Can I arbitrate?
Yeah. So it's not as clear cut. And I know the older employees that don't have the ability to get out of forced arbitration yet. They are still fighting for it and to stop it and get those two out of arbitration. But I understand why Riot's like, we can't change it right now. Like, we're in the midst of this, you know. we're trying to solve this one thing and you're all with this. And if they take it away for everyone else, then these two that are in forced arbitration obviously no longer have to be in it. And they don't want that because they're... They're obviously not allowing it to happen. So it sucks, but we saw on the news, you know, people are talking about it. It's getting out there.
Yeah.
They have support behind them. So it's just going to take time.
And Riot's had history with the situation, not forced arbitration, but like sexual assault before.
Yeah.
Like, and previous employees speaking out and so on and so forth. But like.
Yeah,
this industry is still very new, and it's still, I'm not saying other companies and other businesses and other, you know, industries don't go through this too, but they've been through the
They've been that for the most part. Most of them have been through
and
it,
and people know what to do, what's right, and everything. But like this,
it's surprising hearing that Google had this happen, and they just, all right, we're done. No more forced arbitration.
Yeah. And yeah, not riots, not actually like, only Google too. Facebook, eBay, Airbnb as well.
And they all turned face and were like, all right, like you guys win. We won't do this.
It's like, so this kind of sucks.
But I don't know if they had anyone in arbitration at the time.
So
it'd be for Riot to reach out to them to see what happened and how they can
make it better. Falls down on, I know the game industry is still trying to unionize.
Yeah.
And like, this is all a melting pot on how, I don't even know how you start unions, but it does take a lot of shit going down first.
It does, and companies don't want you to do it because it forces them to do things that they don't want to do and fix their shit. And it also, it's both good and bad for everybody, but more good than bad.
Yeah.
On the good side, they're hiring.
You just don't get, you might get,
I just wouldn't do it as
still
a woman.
If you get hired, which, first off, congratulations. Awesome.
Yes.
Second off, you're still under forced arbitration because obviously there's still the mist of the previous arbitration. So remember that, but congratulations.
Also, I mean, maybe have a penis.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It might help. I don't know.
It could help, probably.
It always helps. Let's be honest. I'm just kidding.
God, it's so bad that that's true.
Well, hopefully in...
Hey, changes are coming, maybe, yeah?
Changes are coming. I hope maybe. So. I think we're going to still be hearing about this, just like the... stuff. But I don't think we've ever had a month come by without some kind of legal stuff going on.
No.
Yeah, no, it's like our little legal discussion corner.
Yeah.
It just gets worse and worse.
It's been getting... definitely much more congested than before. It used to be just like a handful here and there, or Ubisoft saying something stupid, but like they're usually pretty good.
It's because they're French.
Yeah. There's definitely a culture shock. What is it? I guess it's a culture shock in a way.
It's just their phrasing is always poor.
Yes.
And it's just being translated and things don't translate well,
but there's always something around it. But I guess some kind of good news.
Yeah.
Well, we got PlayStation news, and
oh, good. Hopefully, there's no sexual assault there.
But we have literally, we won't be talking too much about it next episode, outside of the surprise state of play tomorrow. But they're not going to be at E3, and they're not going to have any conferences outside of the state of play tomorrow. And tomorrow, I mean, like, what is that? 29th? No, 30th.
29th.
29th of May. We obviously record this ahead of time, but the first bit of news that they're kind of like trinkling out their news from like the PS5 specs to the PS5 in general. They're just kind of slowly bringing it out.
I think they're trying to keep hype up,
but
because they don't have anything.
Yeah, like at no cost of their own outside of like, you know, news articles and stuff.
Don't forget about us.
Yeah. And they basically opened up a new film and TV studio like to specifically work on like first party projects, like a God of War movie or something like that, or a Last of Us TV show kind of thing.
I don't know. Like,
it's weird.
I'm excited for that because it's like, ooh, a God of War movie,
and it's like
maybe it'll be the first good video game movie, and then it's like,
well, hey, have you ever seen the Ace Attorney movie? That was a pretty damn good movie from a video game adaptation.
Made. Yeah, I know foreign films have been a little better, but Detective Pikachu was good. I don't know how true to the game though it was, because I never played it.
From what
no one I know has played the game.
It was somewhat close to it, because
you have you have a 3DS. Why are we not friends on 3DS?
I don't have a 3DS. But I know because we talked about it on Geek Pop how close it was.
Oh, who has a 3DS?
Via Wikipedia, Brian and Enrique looked it up.
Wow.
And
okay.
And read it off of there. Wow. They didn't realize it was an actual game. And just a sneak peek of what was at the Pokemon conference, Detective Pikachu the game is supposed to be coming out on the Switch.
Yeah.
So I may
play
it.
Is it the same game or is it like a new game?
It sounds like it's the same game.
Are they re-releasing the Amiibo?
did not see that part.
I wouldn't be surprised, considering they...
I don't...
It seems like
they probably would make
do.
A new amiibo for it. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that too. They would, I mean, collectibles.
The first Bab amiibo was like... It was $40 from what I recall. Or yeah. Maybe it was 30. It was lots.
And now you can get another one for the same price.
Well, I mean, there's...
I didn't want to pay that price, but it's... that Pikachu amiibo only worked on Detective Pikachu, and it didn't even, like, unlock any items. It was just like, use it all the time, and you can unlock extra additional scenes that don't do nothing to propel the story forward. It's just like little like extra skits that of interaction.
Oh, that's sucks. Like, well, essentially
I'm sorry,
for the animation.
It's not DLC that I'm wanting to, like, if I'm getting DLC, I wanted to change the gameplay or make it more fun or something. I'm not, it's just ugh. So no, I did not get a Detective Pikachu amiibo, but
you would have unlocked this
maybe
ultimate shower scene, damn it.
Look, well, as far as that news goes, you know, film and TV for PlayStation, that's pretty much where it is. They just said they have one now.
Yeah.
Dedicated.
They have one now.
And, I mean, PlayStation, I'm trying to think. Do they have any movies? Ratchet and Clank,
yeah. I think was...
Well, it's not them directly, but, you know.
No, well, no, but they were a part of it.
But I keep forgetting, too. They're
Sony?
Also Sony. They are Sony. So it's kind of like a PlayStation-themed Sony Entertainment movie entertainment.
It might give them more creative control than just giving it over to Sony Pictures.
True. And probably a lot less dilution, whatever, of, like, the property.
Yeah.
Trying to make it more... to fit every casual goer versus like a hardcore fan. So this is probably a little more dedicated to the property, so to speak.
Hopefully.
But we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of people interested in a God of War movie, so that's definitely something they probably might pursue.
Like Kratos.
People, they've been literally designing everybody, but the one that I'm like, oh, I'm listening, is Jason Momoa.
You can listen to anything Jason Momoa. It's not necessarily because
like,
he's like Kratos.
I love Jason Momoa.
Face, I don't think.
I mean, he would look.
I don't
good
know
at
if
him.
He has the chops, like acting wise.
No.
Like he's got,
but
he's I can see the body.
He
physically.
Just has to be Khal Drogo, basically.
I don't know. They're probably gonna get the Rock, Dwayne Johnson,
no,
to do it. Though.
No, I don't
oh,
want
God.
The Rock doing it. Like I'll still see it if he does it, but I don't want him to do it. I just.
But Jason Momoa has the shape. For it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Acting wise, I mean, he doesn't have like a range of acting. Though in God of War, the recent God of War, he's a little more humble. Like he's becoming more human in a way.
Yeah.
But it's still.
Having
still
everything taken from you kind of makes you more humble, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do
well,
I know?
He has a new son, so I guess that helps.
You know, once
love.
You've killed all of the Greek guys.
And he had a lover that died of natural causes.
The entire Olympus is just, you know.
Yeah. Who cares?
But
I don't
are
know. Maybe it could be one of those like, hey, let's do a complete unknown and then shoot them to stardom.
That would be kind of interesting.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
I'd
My
be
thing
for
is,
it.
I'm just. Sony has been known to do jumps like this, especially with PlayStation properties and stuff, and then just not put their full foot into it. Like the Vita. Like,
yeah.
It's a great property, a great machine. It could have done so much, and they kind of just let it fizzled out. They're holding true to VR a little bit better, but I feel like that's going to kind of go the way of the
I
Vita.
Feel like it's already going the way of
it
the
is.
Vita.
It is. It's still not the, like, obviously the bread and butter of their advertising, but all the state of plays have at least had two or three VR games in there so far.
Mm. That's helpful.
Yeah.
But on a related note, Sony and Microsoft has joined partnership for cloud gaming. The best part, their PlayStation department didn't know about this at all.
Oh, fun.
Until it was announced.
Well, I mean, it could be something they're trying to do to get ahead of Google Stadia.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right.
Forces.
Yeah, and that I kind of feel like a lot of this is already going to be built with the Microsoft infrastructure anyways, so we might as well just let them say they're a part of it.
Yeah. And I mean...
It can benefit and hurt them both.
They're two mega companies, so this seems like this... would be a good partnership outside of like just in general.
It's kind of nice to see them playing together for
yeah.
once.
Yeah.
And it's like they've been trying to do that lately, especially since the days of 90s. The 90s where everybody was against each other kind
of
thing. Now it's, but it was just now everyone's trying to be working like they're working together. They're trying to get properties up, and especially since we have so many more companies coming into the gaming world, like obviously Google. And which we'll talk about later, but Netflix, is the other one. Mm-hmm. So those kind of things are coming around. And cloud gaming, I feel like both properties, Sony and Microsoft, have their own right now. But I don't know how well PlayStation Now works, but I know maybe two people that use it personally.
I know one.
Do they like it?
I say two based on the one that you know and who he plays with.
I'm pretty sure there's an overlap of the one I know and the two you know. I think they keep doing free trials. I'm not sure that they are paying for it. And that does change the opinion of some, like... Because the huge question is, would you pay for this? Is this service worth it? And since I think the person I know that does have PlayStation Now, that they keep going off of free trials, it's not really...
It's just an end to a mean. It's not necessarily...
Yeah, it's not something like, oh, you know, this is... This service has a lot of value to me, or so I will pay for it. Like, that's not happening right now. But from what I've seen, it seems like... It's exactly how they say it, where it's like an instant digital game collection. You don't have to worry about, you know, finding a copy of a physical copy of whatever game. And the service itself, if you find the value in it, I think it's a great service. If you get a whim to play some game but you don't have it, or you traded it in, you just want to play some random game from a while ago, yeah, go do it. Even if it wasn't from a while ago. They're constantly adding games to that, for both PS3 and PS4. So, it,
I know only was interested if I somehow got my save data to work. Because then I would have just played my Last of Us from PS3 and finished it for the Platinum. But it doesn't carry your data over, so I'm going to have to redo everything. And I'm like, that's not worth it to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, no.
There's things that I would rather have done if it was possible, because I don't want to reconnect my PS3 to play when I can just play off of my PS4. But since it doesn't carry over, I'm like, I'm okay without it.
Yeah, I think if it's a purpose, it's just, I don't think any of us, it fills that purpose.
No, and I'm just trying to still figure out who the market would be for it.
Because it's a monthly price to essentially rent games, right?
Yeah, but PS3 you can play on your PS4.
But it's only PS3 games?
Yep. Anything that wasn't already released on PS4. And I think PS2, maybe PS2 games.
Because I was going to say, if it had recent, or like games within the last 6 months to, you know, however far back it goes, that, you know, if you have a fixed income or something and you can't, you know, buy new games, that could be...
It is PS2, PS3, and PS4.
Okay.
And, so it does and you can PS4. Stream 2, oh, yeah, 3, yeah, and 4 services. Onto your PS4 or your PC, actually.
That's right. That's the other option. And then I think... It's I know a lot of that PS3 stuff was because of the whole, oh, it's not backwards compatible, that little phase.
Yeah.
But I know Swanson and Drew, don't they use it for...
They use it for trophy hunting games they already played to get duplicate trophies.
Which I would, but like I said, the whole not keeping your save data thing really kills that for me. Because unless I haven't played the game at all... Yeah, because
you have to start over again.
I don't want to do it again.
But
For those listening, the subscription options are there's $19.99 for 1 month and $44.99 for 3 months. And sometimes they have 1 year. But that's not on the regular.
That's a steep price for me.
It is, but I mean, think pretty about steep. It. If you're only paying $20 a month for new game, you know, games.
If I had the time,
over 600 games, like
maybe.
Yeah, but no, I don't have the time. I'd rather sink the 60 into one game and play that game.
I'm already backed up on current PS4 games, so I'm like, I don't know if I can go back to PS3. But that's
that may be still... something though. Like if you have a kid, that's
Or you're trying to give them endless amount of options because that's what it's gonna do. But I guess we'll hear more about it. It's just they just announced it. Nothing more. The biggest news that came out of that was because PlayStation didn't know about it. And it was funny because that's their games department.
Yeah.
And
they should know about these things.
Them not knowing about sharing cloud services is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But on another note,
I don't know. They probably got burned on like digital games.
Yeah.
By being too early on that, remember?
Yeah. Especially, what, we got the Xbox All Digital just came out, too.
Yeah. Well, and it might be, too, because, you know, as we're learning, if you can use, you know, Apple Music on your non-iDevice, you're going to put it on there.
Yeah.
So if I can play, and a lot of these games also come out in the same systems, that if they only can send, say, like, just have one copy for PlayStation and Xbox, then... You know, they just have that there. There's not much extra coding that needs to be done. It might make games somewhat faster to be released. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of the benefits of it.
I think it's also coming around with the... it's more of a marketing thing because the whole... The bad juju that happened with the non-cross-platform thing and Sony.
Well, that, and they're even talking about like it working with Nintendo, too.
This seems like they want to try and get there. They're getting over that hump of... they don't see the benefit of it kind of thing, and they want to be more for the fans.
Yeah, it would be kind of neat if I could take something PlayStation-wise and play it on my Switch, use the portability of my Switch with it. I'm not, but...
it's an idea.
It's an interesting idea, yeah.
Well, we did briefly say how the new the third state of play is going to be up tomorrow, which we'll talk about in the next episode. But the second state of play did happen earlier in May. I would feel it was a bit more successful than the last one.
Yeah.
Because it had higher titles to it. The first one was smaller titles, and they made a huge fucking hype of it. Like, it was going to be a PlayStation conference kind of hype. But this one...
Stop chewing on the Elgato. That's definitely not something we chew on. I will be right back.
But it's so tasty.
But they announced, obviously... some more titles, mostly revamping stuff they've already talked about, but the biggest one was Predator Hunting Grounds, made by the guys who did Friday the 13th, the game. So it's in the same vein. It seems like it's everyone versus Predator kind of idea.
Okay.
Set up in a jungle, looks very Aztec-y. That's what, I guess, Gun Media is doing now, since they're not touching Friday anymore because of legal.
You know, I guess if you can't touch it, you might as well work on something
else. And it has the same look and feel as the movies. Like, they always love making that, like, you're playing.
Yeah, movies. Like, you're physically in.
Yeah, so the soundtrack is on par with it. The little effects that they had showing up were on par with it. Oh, that's a good message. Sorry, my PC is, like, battery's running low. I gotta figure out where that's plugged in. And then they have Medieval, they kind of talked about a little bit more. Some more footage from Final Fantasy VII Remake, which everyone's still pretty hyped up on.
I honestly thought that had already released.
Yeah. they showed a small new indie game called Away, the survival series. You play like a squirrel or something.
You're a sugar glider.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems, it's like, you know, if it was up on the store and I saw it, I was like, oh, that's interesting. But it felt weird.
Oh my god,
showcase.
It looks hilarious.
Yeah, it's a little just
bit.
Weird.
I would say this a little bit, yeah.
And then you have a voxel shooter called Riverbond, which I remember we played at one of PlayStation Experience at one point for cards because we were suckers. And then obviously, I guess the second biggest one, because it's a game that's already out, but it's a DLC, is the Monster Hunter World Iceborne it's just Iceborne. Yeah, I read that together. It's just Iceborne. That's the DLC. Mm-hmm. It's basically an icy world version of...
Oh, so it's snowed in Monster Hunter World.
New characters and... Or new monsters, sorry, and everything like that.
That's cool. Oh, Monster Hunter.
But is there sugar gliders?
Monsters, I don't sugar think gliders. So.
That's the next DLC. That's a no. Maybe that's an E3 surprise. You don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's so cute.
I just like how they make it look like he's perilously trying to survive in the jungle or something.
That's probably
he's fighting a fucking scorpion, like, Sasha.
I hope it ends with that one meme where it's a sugar glider who broke into a bakery. And they open the donut box, and he's, like, stuffed full. And all the donuts are gone in that box. And his face is, like, he's backed up against the corner. He's like, I regret nothing kind of face. And I hope that's where that game ends. He makes it to a bakery.
Nice.
Well, I'll let you go ahead and continue, Lisa, while I go plug in the laptop. All right.
Everyone's leaving to do something.
So, we actually have, in the good old United States, some legislation introduced into the Senate for video games. U.S. Senator Josh Holloway from Missouri wants to essentially end loot boxes, because he considers them gambling, the pay-to-win and loot box monetization practices. Now, I kind of like what he's saying, because I think that system needs to be revamped. However, I don't necessarily see it as gambling. And
not really.
I can see how it would be considered gambling, because
it's like, it's an odds.
You don't know exactly what you are purchasing, but then also you, it's not like you don't get anything, because with gambling, there is obviously the chance that you won't win at all. You have just put your money in and you have nothing to show for it. Even with loot boxes, you will get something. It might be complete common crap, but you have something.
Yeah. Most times it will be crap.
Yeah. So I don't know
when you got my luck.
It's the way he puts it out there is that it's to protect children, but it also doesn't take any consideration into the ERSB. The ESRB.
Kids can't buy that without parental consent. Anyway, outside of the loopholes.
They're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So his legislation is basically like any game will be it will be essentially under this bill. And which is an oversight, because we have a rating system here.
Yeah.
If the game isn't meant for children, then they should be allowed to
at least
keep them. Yeah. I think I like and children, I dislike the loot box system. Mm-hmm. I think there does need to be a fix to it.
Yeah.
But this isn't the fix.
Because he's it's.
And this is
same thing with gambling. Like, no one's forcing you to gamble.
But the thing is, we are adults. And we know. And we understand the rules of sort of this and
luck.
And of the luck of it. But at the same time,
for kids, they just see the chance of getting something stupid awesome that they can brag about the kids. But then it makes me feel like then they should ban, like, Pokemon cards. Because they're a variety pack. Or mystery boxes, you know.
True.
Yeah. Blind boxes,
Preach it.
There are some rules with those that I don't think these have to follow.
Okay.
Because in other countries, they're dealing with this too.
Yeah.
And it's essentially, it has to do with the rate you get things. Mm. So if you open 10 of these boxes, you know, and none of them have anything good in them, that's not good.
Yeah.
But if you open 10 of these boxes and you get 4 good things, like, then you've got like 40 to 60. My math isn't good, like, so I'm ratio, sorry. Yeah. But you get a probability of getting something good out of it instead. Yeah. So it's fixing that aspect of it, you know.
Yeah,
but there a lot of them are put on games that are technically free to play.
Okay.
Right.
So, but like Fortnite's a huge one.
Free to start, you mean?
Free to start. Well, even Pokemon Go's that way in a sense, too, but it's considered a free-to-play game because you technically don't have to put any money into it.
Yeah.
Not technically. You can straight up put no money. I think I've only put, like, $10 in, and that was only to buy more Pokeballs,
I believe. It's always been the Google surveys that I've been getting points
from. I've put more into it, but
I think at most I'll spend $1 a month if I'm like just under $5 if I want to hit that mark. But it's still like for me I have it set up to a pay account, but like sometimes you can set it straight to your phone bill. Mm-hmm. And I know I don't know how parents are handling that situation.
That'd be dangerous.
Yeah. It's a dangerous system. Yes. There needs to be, because
it builds up.
It's
a slippery slope. I know, like, for me at work, I have a per diem for food.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's $7.77. Thank you for crashing that light down, Lewis. I did not.
I was trying to reorganize.
That's the softbox, too. So it's $7.77, and you can totally get a meal for that. But some people, if you go over the $7.77, you can use a debit card, you can use cash, but most people choose payroll deduction. Mm-hmm. And if you're working full time, like, that's, you know, 50 cents here, a dollar there. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Some people are, I'm like, why can't you just, I don't know, eat within your means, I guess?
Are you eating, I'm guessing, based on the cafeteria there or something?
Yeah, it's a employee dining room, so. And it's not like the price sneaks up on you. It's not like you don't. Well, you it's the same amount every day. The prices don't change. So it always surprises me when people go over, and they consistently go over.
But it also is nice to also have that there. I'm just assuming, like, the worst day of your life right now, and you don't have any money at the moment, but you're hungry for whatever reason over $7.77, and you need a drink or something.
I'm $8 hungry.
Yeah,
I'm like $8
hungry. But, like, that, it's nice to have that wiggle room, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's dangerous for those who just don't have the self. Like, the, what is it, the personal boundary on?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you also have to realize that there's, we get unlimited soda, there's popcorn, there's ice cream, there's hot chocolate, there's basic coffee, like, all that is free. But if you want the Starbucks coffee, that costs you. If you want an energy drink, that costs you.
Of course I want the fucking Starbucks coffee, Bernice. I'm addicted, hello.
It also could be, I don't know if that comes off pre or post tax, but if it comes off of your, if it comes out of your salary pre-tax, then there is a benefit to it. Granted, it's a small, tiny benefit.
Yeah.
But some people will see it as, well, I'm making less money, so therefore I'm being taxed less.
Yeah.
You'd have to, like, go over quite a bit for even.
I'm saying it's a small.
I've only gone over.
Oh, it can be done.
I've only been charged once, and that's because I did my math wrong. And I was still pretty pissed about that I did my math wrong. Yeah. I was charged 23 cents out of my payroll. And it just pisses me off more because. It's a line that stays on my pay stub for the whole year. Oh, so every time I get my pay stub, I'll see that, like, altogether, year to date, payroll deduction, 23 cents. Like,
for that.
And I'll remember that 23 cent smoothie that I bought.
Okay.
And so I have bought another smoothie that cost me 23 cents because I went over, but then, I don't know. My locker's on by the ground, and people drop a lot of change, and I've managed to collect, like, $2 in change, and so, like, one time I was just like, I know I'm gonna be over 23 cents, so I'm gonna grab 23 cents of this locker money that I have, and so I went and got a smoothie.
There you go. Yeah.
People but think it's a piggy bank.
Yeah.
Have a locker piggy bank.
But the ESA did respond to this, and they said numerous countries, including Ireland, Germany, Sweden, Denmark, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom, have determined that loot boxes do not constitute gambling. We look forward to sharing with the senator the tools and the information the industry has already provides to keep the control of in-game spending in parents' hands. Parents have the ability to limit and prohibit in-game purchase with easy-to-use parental controls. So to me, it sounds like his kids really like playing games, and he doesn't know how to control them. So if he can do this, then that helps. But I don't have kids. I don't know how hard it is.
It sucks to have some charges sneak up out of nowhere that you had no hand in. But
some of it's kind of shady because they were saying, like, Candy Crush has one that costs $150. And they mark it as their best value, and it gives you 24 hours of, like, continuous play,
you get, like, free stuff too.
You get a bunch of other things too.
The full of the 24
hours. But it's
hours.
Like, you're never going to use the full 24 hours. Like, you're going to sleep. I'm sorry. At some point, your body will give out.
Nah, challenge.
For Candy Crush.
You don't know the body of a gamer.
But it's a thing, but I like the idea of it. I don't like the way he went about it, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah. I'll seize that. All right. Yeah.
Got anything else for us, Brunus?
Yeah, we got other things. So we've talked about PlayStation. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about Microsoft with the whole cloud gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hit up Nintendo, see what they're about, right?
Okie dokie.
So, Nintendo, specifically in Belgium, I don't know if they have a division in Belgium, but Nintendo is shutting down their mobile games. So that will include Animal Crossing Pocket Camp and Fire Emblem Heroes. Because, related, loot box law. If you are in Belgium or you have a Belgium service provider, I don't know, you can play until the end of August. So, the games are being pulled because of the current unclear situation in Belgium regarding certain in-game revenue models. So, it's their stance on loot boxes. So it's not like something crazy. Because we have the games here in the US, but it's essentially the blind box system, like gacha style, like you put in, you know, a quarter or four, and then you turn the thing and you can see the thing move, and then now you have some little thing of a collection and whatever,
but now people lose access to the stuff they bought.
True.
Yeah. I guess because the game is no longer available, people's
problem with digital games, but yeah.
It's a lot of times it's how the game handles it. I don't remember which Call of Duties, but there was at least one Call of Duty where if you got the supply drops and you opened them and you had duplicate items like a camo for whatever camo you got for whatever gun, and you had that already, the system would recognize it as a duplicate and give you some of your currency back. Not all of it, but some of your currency back.
Pocket Camp doesn't.
Oh, really?
No, it really doesn't. So you can get so many duplicates, and the odds of even getting something like top tier or super rare, it's just not worth it, especially since you are settled down with so many commons.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the reason I stopped playing the game, but it's part of the reason I stopped playing the game.
It started becoming overwhelming.
It became too much, and it did. It became too much content for, as I wanted to drop 10, maybe 20 minutes in this game a day, and it was like, I need an hour, Elisa, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then the returns were too low. You know, I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere or able to even do anything, even when I was putting in the time.
Yeah.
Especially during the events. But
no, I really.
So it's, and this is based off of Belgium declared loot boxes. It is gambling. And they declared this back in April 2018. And actually the Netherlands did the same. The only difference between the Netherlands and Belgium right now is that Nintendo hasn't made any announcement about shutting down these games in Netherlands, just in Belgium. So
yeah, must be pretty severe there then.
So if you still have orbs or leaf tickets, you can still use them. It's just you can't play or download the game starting Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. So if you got them, use them. You don't save them up because they're not going to be there.
Yep, don't save them up. Just spend them on whatever you want. Splurge. Have fun now. And, you know, do that.
So it's interesting that it took more than a year after they declared loot boxes is gambling. And I'm guessing because this is a game not necessarily aimed at adults. Yeah. Even though I'm pretty sure
we're all adults.
I don't know. Most people that I know that play this are adults.
Yeah. I'm just saying that because it took a whole yeah. So it took a whole more than a year. But it's, and because I see the sign at work every day, but gambling is definitely an adult activity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not what the sign says at work, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
Related to our topics is game addiction is now added on as, I don't know where it is, but like in medical documents.
Oh, it's
game
okay.
addiction is now officially
it's official
a problem. Can be a problem
issue, yeah.
And of course everyone and their mother's like, well, really? And they start talking about their issues and like, no, there's a difference in you wanting to play all the time and someone who has a problem.
I believe it. Like, I'll line. Joke that I'm addicted to things, but it's like, I know I can stop it, but I'm choosing not to.
When your health is
I can stop at any time I want, okay?
And I am aware of it, but I am aware that I am deep in it.
I think Korea definitely has it. Like, they have the cases the worst there. Like, people straight up dying from dehydration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not peeing.
I do go to bed.
Yeah, or, like, never leaving the computer cafe and stuff like that. So, like, there's definitely cases.
It's just scary, man.
I don't think U.S. has as many, or at least headline-wise, outside of...
I was going to say,
I saw...
But that's...
That one keeps unsticking because it's not.
I remember on the way to Big Bear, and this was maybe a little bit more than two years ago. I saw an internet cafe on the way there, but by the looks of it, it was not even going to be like DSL. Okay, like I was just like, what is the point?
Yeah, but I think they're more set up for that than we are.
But it's just, it's definitely. I mean, it's not something, obviously, we need here. This is not something... Like, I feel like if there's internet cafes, which there are in few sparing places around here. I know in Washington they have one in the... God damn it. The little mall that you guys are next to. Denise.
Yeah, it is cute and little, isn't it?
And it's like, it always piques my interest because it reminds me of, like, a Chuck E. Cheese feeling. Like, oh, it's a place just dedicated to games. But I was like, but I have this at home. And it doesn't cost me money. But
it's also at your local libraries, guys. They have computers there too that you can use for internet for free.
But,
just saying.
We can totally branch off even further into this, but I'll leave it alone.
That's Nintendo of Belgium. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else we have Nintendo here. I can't get this to not... Oh, there it goes.
Oh, she got it.
No, I didn't. They're on to me. I don't want to disable my ad blocker. Sorry? So, as we talked about earlier, Sony, not PlayStation, they're going in together on cloud tech and, you know, streaming services. Nintendo was intrigued by this and may also want to get in on this. May also.
The powers be combined.
Sweet. Get in on it.
Get in on it.
It's definitely a command or like a gather and conquer kind of.
It's going to benefit everybody. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Nintendo and Xbox were never really ones to be like, no, we're not sharing. It's more PlayStation, but.
It's always been PlayStation that doesn't want to share. I see you, proprietary memory cards.
Yes. Proprietary cables in general. But like
just proprietary, just
what they've had going for them is the stuff they had that was proprietary was still good tech. So now I think they're starting to like branch out to other people.
Hopefully. So and what's interesting is that Nintendo is not only interested in using a cloud technology for its streaming service, it's looking like they're looking at Microsoft's cloud technology for its streaming service. Hmm. Everybody went in on what Microsoft Azure, so
that's good for Microsoft. Considering I know they hit a pretty low point,
it's super interesting because Microsoft is the newest of the big three, right?
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. That is true. Yeah,
but I think Microsoft has the better resources to create this, just because of they're not solely...
They're the only American company of the three.
Yeah, but and they're not solely just gaming or this, developing the technology for it.
Whereas Nintendo is only entertainment. Sony obviously has everything too. But no, that's a good point because it's Microsoft's the newest, but it's also a different market altogether because it's the U.S. market. And I wonder if it's a part of that thing where Nintendo and Sony, they're like, oh, but why? That kind of thing. But then they see it working well with Microsoft. Yeah. And they're like, well, maybe.
Well, I mean, their other choice for like stuff that it's set up and is dependable for Sony and Nintendo is Amazon with the is it Oz or just AWS?
I'm not sure. Just AWS.
So it's either so you get Microsoft's Azure or Amazon's AWS.
And Google's one of their bigger competition right now, especially
yeah.
for gaming.
So they're not. So far, they're like, no Google. This is our. And that might be it. They might be, in a sense, all teaming up against Google, so they win and Google doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Microsoft is just winning regardless of what happens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
We shall see.
We shall see, indeed. So, they had a surprise. And by surprise, I mean they announced it, like, a couple hours beforehand. It's, like, a two-part thing. But it's essentially, it was a Pokemon-specific Nintendo Direct, essentially, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Essentially. And they really wanted to focus on Pokemon Sword and Shield coming to the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know if I... That's going to make me buy a Switch. Mm-hmm. Leaning towards no, because I didn't actually play, like, actually play beyond, like, the first introductory hours of, like, hey, I got a new game, let's play it. Of Sun and Moon, and then even before that, like, Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby, you know, Omega Ruby. Mm-hmm. I might be actually getting burned down on Pokemon. Which is kind of hard to say and admit.
It happens.
It detailed some of the new Pokemon that we'd be seeing, some of the returning Pokemon. And then the sad thing of what was more like, yay, for me was that they announced Pokemon Rumble Rush, which is along the same vein of Pokemon Rumble Worlds, Pokemon Rumble Blasts. Like little wind-up Pokemon toys that you use to catch other Pokemon toys. This one, I think the last one was on 3DS. It was download only, and then they came out with a physical copy. If you bought the physical copy, you didn't have to buy any DLC because you obviously already paid for the game. Whereas if you did the download only, that was free to play. Pokemon Rumble Rush is what I was actually more like, yeah! Which is the free game on... It's on phones. I believe Android only, though. Sorry, iPhone.
I think
sorry,
a lot
Apple
of the
people.
News for the Pokemon stuff was phone-based, right?
I think it was... Yeah, it was mainly mobile-based and kind of what they're working on in the future. Because they had a Pokemon Home, which essentially is going to connect all the games.
Hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like Bank. It's been... Nintendo, like, has really been quiet about its, like, backwards compatibility, or more specifically, the Pokemon games, where you technically can trade a Pokemon that you caught from Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's tedious, and you'll need several systems, but you can trade it forward to Gold and Silver, and from there, you could, like, keep trading it forward, all up into... You can actually do it all the way to Sun and Moon now. I think the last couple steps you actually do need, like, Pokemon Bank. Which I don't know if they changed it, but it's $4.99 for a year. And it's essentially, it's the computer box that you use in the game to store your Pokemon. But now it's online. And what do you know? Cloud-based.
Yeah. Well, this basically takes the Bank, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Let's Go, and Sword and Shield... and connects them all. There's supposed to be a trading functionality, which can be pretty cool, because since they've introduced Lucky Friends into Pokemon Go, I have Lucky Friends from other countries that I cannot turn in. And
I finally accepted your gift today, Lisa. I think we're 2 days away from being ultra friends.
You have no idea how excited I was that you did that. I was telling such a... Bernice played the game today. We're so close. We were like 3 days away, and now we're two.
Because your names are usually at the bottom of the list, because you guys are just not there. And then I'm like, okay. And then suddenly you guys are like the third or second with a gift. And I was like, oh, Bernice is playing.
It was because I was at the dog park. The dog park has a gym, and not only is it a gym, it is an EX Raid gym.
Doesn't sound abandoned at all.
That does not mean that I will be participating in raids, because it is... No, it's only a 3-minute drive away. It's not
the
like...
EX Raids, at least you can guarantee a group. Yeah. Like, I rarely... Mm. You can go at any time and find a group. I want to say, like, maybe within the 20 minutes before
I told you about this park. It's an abandoned field. Like, I doubt people are like, I stuck a Tyranitar my perfect Tyranitar up for I did it yesterday, and I think it was pretty much a little over 24 hours.
Oh wow. Okay.
Like, there is not much movement in Washington in general, it feels like. Mm.
Especially at the Farron Dog Park.
I know it's hard to play in the more rural areas. I'm not sure how rural you guys are, but I get if you don't have a good community out there, it's hard to play.
I think you guys' better bet was when you guys were in... We were in Portland that one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can't be going to Portland. Just all willy-nilly. All willy-nilly night. But I was excited because we got coins, and then I was able to upgrade my box. Carry 50 more Pokemon, because that was the issue that also made me stop, because I couldn't get into a gym because there was no gyms, so I couldn't earn coins, and I couldn't earn coins to buy more Pokemon slots, and so I didn't want to let go of it. Like, there was just so many like obstacles, and I know I'm just whining and complaining about it, but still. But yeah, Ultra Friends soon.
Yes.
It's only taken so much longer than it needed to be.
It's okay, it'll happen when it happens. And for Pokemon Go, they are releasing a sleeping Snorlax right now. So when he's in the wild, he is sleeping, but when you catch him, he wakes up. So if you want to take pictures of sleeping Snorlax, he's only in AR. And that is to sort of go hand in hand with they're creating a Pokemon sleep game. Sleep into entertainment.
How are they going to gamify sleep?
I don't
know.
Well, part of it is they've created a new Pokeball Plus called Pokeball Plus Plus. Pokemon Go Plus.
Excellent
Plus,
naming there, Nintendo.
Yes. Yes.
Never fail.
At some point you get it right? which that will be used to track your sleep.
Original
Plus.
Maybe. It's supposed to do things like the original Go Plus and also watch you while you sleep.
Creepy. Creepy way of saying that.
You're welcome. I wanted it that way.
I don't know why I would have the game on while I'm sleeping, because nothing happens while I sleep. It's not like I'm catching Pokemon. I'm not gaining any steps.
Maybe you get...
I'm not getting steps while sleeping. That's for sure not happening.
You get all the shinies. I don't know. Maybe you win the game. Maybe this is how you win Pokemon Go.
You can win?
I don't know.
Become a Pokemon Master in your sleep.
What else was there? Pokemon Masters is the new game that's coming out on mobile. DENA is involved with the project. It is a mobile title.
More in vain with the traditional Pokemon game?
I think so. I think this one's more based on PvP.
Okay.
But there'll also be Blue, Cynthia, Misty, Brock in there at the very least.
Okay.
Gameplay show off was 3v3 battle gameplay. That releases... in 2019, more details to come in June. And I think that was the bigger gaming parts of that. I mean, they opened up Pokemon stores with lots of shirts. And Detective Pikachu is coming to the Switch.
Yeah.
The game, not the movie.
The game itself, and I played through, I want to say I don't remember how many cases there are. I want to say like 4 or 5. I played through the first two, and like maybe half an hour, 40 minutes into the third case. I don't know how the movie was, but that game, it's for kids. I can't even. Like, I was like, I think I know the twist. And I'm sure the movie itself followed the game fairly closely, according to Lisa.
And Wikipedia.
And Wikipedia. Mainly Wikipedia on that, I guess. I didn't actually read the wiki.
I'd say closer than it was expected to.
Maybe okay, but I'm just saying, like, I'm pretty sure, like, half an hour in, I'm just like, okay. I mean, I don't...
I don't know, because there was... I never played the game, so when I was watching it, I was like, oh, I know where they're going to go with this. Or I know who's going to be this guy, or who's going to be that guy. And mm-hmm. there was at least a couple of things that were like, oh, okay. Didn't think they were going to go there kind of thing. But,
Well, I think it sounds like, from the premise that is given, like, it sounds fairly straightforward. There's no mystery. The only mystery is, where did the Pikachu come from? Sort of, kind of. Why can the Pikachu yeah. talk? But that's...
Apparently my premonition with that one was a little too close to home.
But it's just the... It's... It was a very... flat... I don't know if it was a flat story, because, again, I didn't play at all, but it sounded very predictable for what I did play. And it's the mysteries itself... You don't need to be a master detective here, but wow. Nor were they all that mysterious to begin with. But it's definitely a game that will kill a couple hours. You can't do this in one sitting.
Okay.
I think I fell asleep.
Uh-oh. That's not good. You'll become a Pokemon master now.
Yeah.
They'll do something. Whoa.
Cool post. Thanks for sharing. In other news, we got YouTuber Pro Jared accused of soliciting nudes from minors. Hey, they just won't stop. Eh?
Nope.
No, they never will.
And this one digs deeper than just that, too. It was bad.
From what I understand, this one's pretty...
He lost...
Pretty disappointing.
He has the record for the most subscribers lost in an hour.
Wow. Yes, yeah. I remember Ian video. Was like super
it
into this.
No, I don't know. Yeah, because it was so funny because this came up and there was another thing with another YouTuber that does makeup that just
one I didn't follow too much.
He completely
James
like
Charles.
Fell from grace.
I followed that, but
it was
like
the trash coming at me, and I eventually was like, all right, fine, I'll look at this trash.
Yeah,
and I was just like, I don't care. I really don't care about that, but it's disappointing seeing someone who's done a lot in the community kind of fall from grace.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening here. He was a dirty person and did dirty things and now is getting the consequences of it.
I don't actually follow Pro Jared, but he's in the Normal Boots group, yeah. which he's since been removed. Yeah. Because of this, they didn't really announce anything. They're just like, hey, let's just part ways for now until this allegation is settled, you know, to see if it's true or not, I guess. But yeah, like, I know JonTron and Game Grumps are somewhat in that realm, so I knew of him because of that, but I don't follow him too much. But yeah, he's got a big following and, lost a million subscribers. And this all happened because his wife and him are divorcing, apparently. There might have been some infidelity where
that was big. Okay, so this is how I heard this guy's name come up, and I was like, whatever, I've heard his name before, but I don't follow him. I didn't care. But our friend Ian loves drama, so when we were playing with him, the once a week we do usually play with him on DVD, he's like, did you hear about the stuff with Pro Jared? And I was like, no, not really. And then he started talking. At the moment, I was just listening, but I wasn't like paying too hardcore attention because it's just drama. But he's like, his wife went on Twitter saying that apparently he divorced her over Twitter, and he hid the post so she couldn't see it or something like that.
I didn't hear this part of it.
I don't remember. I may have come in late on that. I just remember that Ian was just like they, since last count, it's how many thousands?
Yeah, he was, like, ecstatic about it. But they... she basically said he divorced her in private. Didn't really... The last thing she knew was that they were going to work it out. That's what he said. They were married for years kind of thing. And she was like, cool, we'll work it out. And then she found out during the time that they're semi-not... they were obviously having trouble, but they were
separated. I guess.
He slept with one of her good friends, also his good friends, but part of the whole Normal Boots and Game Grumps community.
Oh,
and they've known each other for years kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And people keep bringing up pictures that they posted together saying, my best friend, and stuff like that to make it hurt.
Yeah.
But it's a person I know, which was weird. That's when he said it. And I was like, but I thought she was married to so-and-so. And he's like, no, they broke up last year because she wanted to move up to Seattle and he wanted to stay down here where his work is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is like... we weren't super good friends, but it just came like all at once, like all this stuff was happening.
Yeah.
And then one girl's like, no, that's not the case. I mean, that's not how it was to me. They were just kind of, they've known each other for years. It's kind of like the situation where like we're friends and we're getting to know each other a little more now because we're away from our significant others now,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. But it seems like Pro Jared is also a manipulator and a mental abuser.
It definitely seems like he's been a manipulator.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I was hearing that they were in an open relationship.
Yeah, and then she would say he would control her. Like, mm-hmm. she couldn't hang out with friends for a certain amount of time. He couldn't, she couldn't go anywhere without him if it had certain things going on. Like,
sounds
he was
open.
Very restrictive.
Gross. I didn't hear this.
And then he started a Tumblr where he had girls sending him photos of themselves naked.
From what I understand, that wasn't just girls. That was anybody sending him nudes.
Yeah, both.
And he,
oh, he wasn't discriminating.
No, and he was trying to, he was framing it as though it was body positive.
Yes. And
hey,
was,
age doesn't matter either, by the way.
Apparently.
To him.
And that's how his wife was apparently okay with it, which is totally the classic, no, it's just for reference kind of situation.
Well, it's, I can see... You know,
just
if they are in
reference.
Open relationships and, you know, this is, you know, if this is not really affecting them,
but him
these are consenting adults, this is to be body positive. Like,
yeah.
I can see following that path and being like, this isn't that bad.
And then the whole thing with,
I mean, I don't think you need to be naked to be
with,
body positive.
And, like, that situation, because she's been having a lot of self insecurity
mm-hmm.
issues. And I'm like, oh, and then this guy comes up with dating her. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, he's probably milking the shit out of that. Because, like, it's a power trip, like, when you milk, like, you play off of people's insecurities. And if you do that with, for example, minors on a Twitter page saying, yeah, your body looks great, send me more, kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And this just whole looks gross.
Yeah.
And then,
so it's basically mm-hmm. been falling apart because I guess the wife went public with the Tumblr page.
Yeah, because apparently he was saying one thing and then, which was not the case. And
yeah.
she went out saying, fuck no, and then made a whole post about it.
And then the minors that were... in on the or were going back
word,
and forth
yeah.
with him sending the nudes have been saying that he knew that they were minors and yet he was still
right.
asking for and getting this from them.
God damn it.
So it's pretty gross. Just, you know, if
yep,
someone
if you're an adult, just say no to minors.
It's not hard. Are you over 18?
It's not.
No, we're done.
What is it?
It's done here.
I feel like that's the least hard thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree, but apparently not for men. I mean, I'm sure there's some women out there too.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
But for the most part, it just seems to be men.
Yeah.
But it's.
Well, so far in the YouTube world,
it's just.
That has
terrible.
Come up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that there isn't
mm-hmm.
stuff going on. I know there's a lot more stigma behind I shouldn't say anything because they'll demasculate me kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. This is just... I mean, that's the farthest I've seen this story go. But it doesn't look good in his favor. He is being dropped from every reference.
Yep.
We even, Bernice, me and you worked with somebody that he works with at Normal Boots. And there's been a lot of people just... Most of the time, since the internet is what they are, they go digging through your past and post it up with context to what is going on now. So it's like a lot of things like, ooh, you shouldn't have said that, or ooh, you shouldn't do this.
Well, that, and it's going to be taken out of context, whether it was not that way
now,
or not, because
it has a different relevance to it.
So this will probably get bigger and disgustinger, because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give
us... keeps happening.
I'm going to move us to, I guess, some happier news.
Do it.
It's not gross and disgusting.
Yeah.
Netflix is getting into the gaming business, which we kind of have already known.
Yeah.
Because they did Minecraft with Telltale, and they were supposed to do a Stranger Things with Telltale, but they're going to show up at E3 and I guess maybe give us the Stranger Things, what they've decided to do with it.
Are they going to still call themselves Netflix, though, or is it some, like, division? Because... Flicks, you know,
they
movies.
They haven't really said.
I don't know, but they want to work with their properties and gaming.
Yeah, kind of
so,
like how Bandersnatch was done.
Yeah, well, Bandersnatch is
mm-hmm.
one way.
Mm-hmm.
The Telltale was supposed to be another way.
Yeah.
That apparently, as we know, hit a dumpster fire.
Telltale made a lot of false promises, man.
They bit off more than they could chew. So it's going to be exciting. We don't get Sony.
How
but
crazy is that Sony's not going to E3, but Netflix is.
Netflix is like, hold my beer.
Activision isn't even going either.
Oh, that's did Activision kick out too?
Yeah, and like, that was the whole thing where I was like, but what about Destiny? But they're Bungie now.
Mm-hmm.
And but Bungie's also smaller than Activision. So that, they said they're going to be at E3, so I'm going to see how that goes. Where they're going to be, if they're going to have their own booth. I know they're not going to go to Microsoft because they have deals with Sony, so I'll see. But
I just think it's really interesting with Netflix coming to E3, simply because, I mean, I literally just read like a little webcomic. It was just like four panels, and it's like, it's Netflix on a laptop. It's just like, hey, so-and-so, like, what do you want to watch? And the person's like, reruns of The Office. And then Netflix is like, but I have so many hours of original programming. Are you sure? Reruns of The Office. It's like, but like, these are other shows that are originals that we've made that you get reruns of The Office. Just like, ah, okay.
I try to at least watch something new.
Wow. I'm like, I Netflix. Don't. I mean, I'll do that, but I just...
Not excess, yeah.
I want to say I bounce through, like, three or four different shows at a time.
I try and watch movies when we have a moment, and something that we have on our queue or something that looks interesting ahead of time.
Yeah, that's
shows will probably binge anyway, but those kind of things.
Movies, I definitely feel like I'm not giving good attention on Netflix, but I'm usually like, I only want to sit for an hour. TV show.
So we're going to actually go into... E3 2019 predictions, or I guess what we're looking forward to, if anything. Which, with that, are you guys cool with just skipping the games we played this month, since it's mostly things we've already been playing?
I have some new stuff in there.
So. You
do. Do you want to talk about them right now, and then
or
we'll
do
predict
you
E3?
Pull them through to next month?
Fine.
If you want to.
I mean, I do want to hear about Ace, if you want to talk about it.
You want to talk about fine. It?
You can't see, but she's like going in and deleting it right now off of our thing, off of our shared script here.
Well, because I figured we'll go through it the same format. So, you know, Bernice, you'll start off with what you think or what you're looking forward to at E3, and are there any predictions? Do you have any?
Well, for stuff that isn't already confirmed, hey Gearbox, and. For people that are going to be there, Netflix. I don't actually have anything I'm like super looking forward to. And that's simply because most of my like favorite IPs and companies, they're either not prepping something huge for E3 or they're just not going to be there. That said, like, that doesn't mean I'm not excited. Or, like, again, like I said, I love Pokemon. There is a Switch in the house. I'm not, like, opposed to it. I don't hate it if, you know, we
Sounds
get
like
it.
You hate it. I'm just kidding.
You know what no one ever talks about? Accessories. Like, not necessarily games and consoles itself, because I'm sure everyone wants
like
to be, like, PS5, you know? Even though PlayStation's not going to be at E3, but, like, no one ever talks about, like, hey, what's going on with Turtle Beach or Logitech or SteelSeries.
Yeah.
And, you know, they make things that are important to gaming, that help deepen the...
It's the connection, if you want to say.
The immersion, the experience. Yeah. And I don't... It's not like we take it for granted, but, you know, they work hard, too. So I want to see what... accessory-wise, they're announcing. Because a lot of times, you get little bundles, too. They're random, like I know GameStop has been selling, like, a Yeti with Assassin's Creed. Like, they've been trying to push that for a while. It's, like, a special red and black Yeti, too. And then I know for... I think Far Cry 5, they're like, buy this external hard drive! Also, you get Far Cry 5! And it's just, like... It's random, but I feel like they're kind of an underdog, and it's always super interesting because it's not stuff you think about, but it definitely helps your gaming sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. I guess that wasn't a prediction, but whatever.
No,
I'm done.
Anything about E3, because we're going to be talking a shit ton about it next episode.
I hope Borderlands releases something. I hope Netflix shows up. I'm terrible at predictions, so I never really wanted to do them, but I knew I had two there. I don't know. You were talking about peripheral makers. I know one of the few times I've been able to go to E3, we did actually look at a couple of them because they had some cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were showing us around and all those cool things. I don't know of anything cool that would come out of that this year, but hey, who knows? Yeah. Maybe there's like a new VR headset or something. I wonder if
they're going to be more inclusive now too, since it's obviously they're gearing it towards consumers as well. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're going to be there to buy stuff, if anything.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully you can pick something up. I don't know. Yeah, I can't even think of what, because like Kingdom Hearts 3 released, Red Dead Redemption is kind of on its thing.
And I don't think there's DLC.
I mean, there's so far I don't think any DLC, but they could announce it.
Kingdom Hearts said they were gonna have stuff, but without Sony there, I guess Square Enix. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, they can still be there. Maybe new Final Fantasy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of games that I like and who's there. I think there's supposed to be a new Gears of War 5 coming around. Yes. I think I saw some scuttlebutt about that, but I haven't paid attention because I don't have the system. which is how I started out without the first place. Yeah, but I hope we see some real cool indie games.
That too. Actually, the Earth Knight guys are going to be there.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Sweet. Maybe.
And their game is going to be released this year now.
I was going to say, hopefully we get a final release date.
He put a note out saying that they send it off to Sony to be approved and it's done. Like, there's no more development on it.
Perfect. Well, because I want to say 2 years ago they told us it'd be out in like a year.
Yeah, but they're a small team.
They are. They're so absolutely. Tiny. But and get your shit together, guys. I want to play
a
game. He
also had like a kid, too. Like, so many things happen. But, yeah.
Excuses. So that's what I got.
Well, as you said, Gears 5, I like Gears a lot.
Yeah.
And then we got Halo Infinite, which is another title I like a lot.
There we go. Maybe we'll finally get the Halo movie, although I think they're doing a TV series. Maybe we'll get something for the series.
Maybe Netflix should do it since they want to get gaming, but, you know, we all know what their strength is.
But they're also doing the Witcher movie.
They got Witcher for and... Sure. So Microsoft has its own TV studio thing. So they'll keep it in house.
Yeah, then Nintendo's got Animal Crossing and a couple other things like obviously.
True that. Pokemon. That is one thing that's gonna be very exciting for the Switch. I don't know if they're gonna have anything for E3 though.
I hope they release a new Zelda game. Big Zelda game, like the sequel to sequel to Breath of the Wild. I don't
see that happening, but
I don't either. But I'm gonna make a stupid prediction.
They've been pretty good with not, leaks.
Yeah.
So if anything comes out of nowhere, Nintendo.
Yeah. So next Zelda game, not Breath of the Wild. That's what that's what this E3 is all gonna be about. Sorry, Cindy. Trampling all over you.
Oh, that's good. That's basically it for me.
Well, I'm in a weird position because I work in video game trailers, so I know of things. So
Sasha knows.
I know things.
She
knows.
She hasn't told us anything yet. I'm disappointed.
I won't say much at all. She's not supposed to. But I do know, with Sony not being there, is definitely a big, like, I don't know anymore. Like, I'm lost. Like, when they fucking canceled PSX, that was, like, a big shock to me, and I didn't know what to do for my December. But,
I guess Christmas. Me with family and Christmas. Gosh.
Or New Year's, whatever that is.
How could we?
It was, it still blows my mind, because I keep thinking, oh, maybe Last of Us. Oh, shit, that's Sony. Or this, because all those companies are it's not that they're not big enough to have their own booth, it's just they're unlikely to. They always usually hang off of, Sony, because Sony's paying a lot of money for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I know Square Enix is going to have their array of stuff, so I'm assuming we're going to hear some more about the properties that they've already kind of announced. Bethesda, I'm always looking forward to. They've been hinting at new stuff coming around.
Yeah, I forgot about them.
And I enjoy a lot of their properties, so I'm having fun with it. And then Microsoft is probably definitely the booth I don't visit the most, and it's mainly because I don't own the system. But... they always have really cool peripherals. Their controllers are by far the best when it comes to design. Yeah, so I want to see where that goes. I think I'm the only one of us four going, huh?
I think so. I'm not.
Well, I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know.
The CRD is we'll just with me too this time.
Next episode, it'll just be all you. We'll all take a break.
No, you guys are watching conferences and stuff.
I mean, yeah, totally.
Right. I think I could do Tuesday because I have day off. But no, I think I'm booked by work.
You'll other see than articles. That. It's not like you guys...
No, I go hide under a rock at this point of the year.
But it's going to be...
I'm going to go hang out in an abandoned dog park, okay? And ooh, I'll play Pokemon Go, and that's about it.
Only if we become besties.
But I don't...
2 days. Know. 2 days we will. Probably sure. Probably less than... More than 2 days, because today's my... I work tomorrow.
I wonder if
next week we'll be ultra friends, I think.
It could be.
Because VR has been becoming much more commercialized.
And yeah. So what, they release a new system or more something more consumer friendly?
Yeah. Because Oculus came out with a cheaper version.
Mm-hmm.
And that's flying off the shelves from what I've heard. But like obviously Sony's not there, so they can't really rep the PSVR, but doesn't mean indie games won't be showing them off.
And Microsoft has been working on something. I don't think it's been finished.
And then I'm pretty sure, I think we said it, but Google's going to be in some capacity there. I know Samsung has been there before.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the mobile.
There's
people
big people
and
that
Twitch
can definitely take up a lot of the space that Sony left behind because they took off almost most of the hall of South Hall, I think it was, with Microsoft.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a big one in a different way. It feels like I'm getting the less amount of news I've heard from E3 in the longest time. But at the same time, I'm oddly excited for what could be hiding. Like, maybe for once we actually don't hear as many leaks as before.
Maybe.
Kind of thing. And if Gearbox is there to play, I would like to try that out. So, you know, I'll be there. But
oh, I'm sure they'll have that DLC available to play if it comes out at E3. So
it's going to be an interesting one. It's almost exciting because it feels like it's going to be new for me.
I get that.
But, man, I'm jonesing for some PlayStation events. And I don't think we're going to hear anything from them till Gamescom, which is August?
Yeah, September? I think
one
so.
One of the two? But,
like, Gamescom or TGS?
Because last time they revealed the PS4 at Gamescom. So maybe they're going to reveal the PS5 at Gamescom.
Maybe. But one can only hope.
Mm-hmm. But you'll hear all about that next month.
Some Metroid Prime 4?
There you go.
That's something.
What is it? Oh, what's the one that's always confirmed that everyone's...
Half-Life
3. Yeah, that's it. That's the big one this year.
That
Half-Life
horrible
3.
Teaser. The fan. Oh, it's a great teaser. It's an amazing teaser, but it was fan-made. Oh, we lost Bernice.
Oh, no. Oh, and she's back.
It was literally...
We showed her.
But, all right. I think we'll close out.
Definitely. The Geek Pop Podcast is a weekly news... A weekly podcast for news, movies, games, comics, pop culture. Oh my god, and I'm on it. Watch us game live on Twitch at twitch.tv/smbplay or geek_pop whenever I decide to dust that off. And at the always busy deadpixeltv. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/levelrecap. That's it for now. Catch us next month as we drop more of that gaming knowledge with your party.
Cindy.
Sasha.
Bernice.
And me, Lisa. And we'll see you on the next level.